It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sam, I was talking with a couple friends last night about what's happening with the elections and where things are going right now. And many of them said to me again that they are thinking about not voting in this election because of the structure of it and the troubles that they have to deal with. Let me give you a little background on this. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled ballot drop boxes couldn't be used in next month's election, but Milwaukee is keeping them in place. So what's a drop box? A drop box is where if you asked for an opportunity to vote early, you are mailed a ballot. And so some people don't want to stand in line. I'm a person that has always done that. I've always stood in line because, you know, I guess I'm what they call a traditionalist. I vote the day of. I never vote early, and I always vote the day of. Some people do that, as others choose not to do that. They do it, you know, ahead of time because they don't want to be dealing with the long lines. So the opportunity came up where drop boxes became a part of the opportunity for people. So many people decided to vote early over the years that they then took that opportunity, and they didn't want to wind up on election day mixing with all the people who are voting on election day to drop those ballots. At the same time, because it would defeat the whole purpose of you wanting to vote early if you created a bottleneck with all those people now coming and dropping their ballots in at the same time people are voting. So they created drop boxes, and drop boxes are at certain places, and they're locked, and so nobody can get in them, and they're monitored. And so this made it possible, when especially for large elections, for people to be able to drop those ballots in and then move on. But so it became a bigger, more people voted through, you know, almost the mail-in ballots became so popular that there were more people almost starting to do that than even in-person voting. That became a problem when the argument was from people outside of the city of Milwaukee that they didn't have an equal opportunity to do those kinds of things because, you know, Milwaukee is a lot bigger city, and Milwaukee can stay open later and has more people working in those voting offices. And it wasn't fair because other towns and other things in this state did not have the resources that Milwaukee's election commission had. And I remember when Republicans started complaining about that. Well, they finally came to take that to court and challenge it. And since the Supreme Court is controlled and by Republicans, it's supposed to be a nonpartisan office. But when it came to the decisions on the drop boxes, we had Republicans at the Supreme Court make a decision that those would not be allowed. Absentee voters won't be able to use 24-hour ballot boxes for the April 5th election after the Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld a Waukesha judge's ruling last month banning them. But the Milwaukee election officials have found a way to keep the drop boxes as an option for voters. We will have additional staff with staff drop boxes for curbside pickup, Milwaukee Election Commission Executive Director Claire Woodall Vogue said. Drive-up ballot boxes, drop boxes will be open on two Saturdays ahead of the April 5th election at 9 early voting sites around the city. Now I know, again, why Republicans are opposed to this, because it means a higher voter turnout for people in the city of Milwaukee. And it only stands to reason. I don't, for the life of me, their argument about this is ridiculous. The fact that there are more people in the city of Milwaukee than anywhere else in the state of Wisconsin, in one particular city, it stands to reason that there are going to be a lot more people voting in the city of Milwaukee. But to continue to argue about this as if this is something that causes consternation and pain to people in smaller rural areas, the bottom line is there are going to be more people in those rural areas voting because there are a lot more people across the state of Wisconsin than live in the city of Milwaukee. So if you add up all the votes, those numbers, sheer numbers of people who vote outside of the city of Milwaukee, are going to far outnumber those of us in the city of Milwaukee. So I still don't understand why they continue to whine. So the judge in Waukesha did say that he believes that the city of Milwaukee's election commission can extend their offices to those drop boxes, which has basically negated the decision that was made by the judge and in Waukesha and the state Supreme Court, which seems to be checkmated on this issue. Greg Lewis said those drop boxes available is huge. It's huge, said Reverend Greg Lewis of Souls to the Polls. Souls to the Polls had pushed for more voter options and praise Woodall Vogue for making it happen. We have to give her kudos for that, for making it easier for folks to come out and vote. Pastor Lewis said, drop boxes became popular in 2020 during the pandemic, but have been controversial. The Conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty helped lead the legal challenge that resulted in the court ordering banning them. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. But Woodall Vogue said she doesn't expect any legal challenge to the new drop box plan. How confident are you that holds up in court? I'm very confident. The judge was very specific that in-person balloting absentee sites are allowable sites for staff drop boxes, and that's exactly what we're doing. What our Vogue said, we want to play it safe. We would never put anyone's ballots at risk. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
But I know